light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala khatamin nabiyyin. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Rasulallah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Habiballah. As-salatu wa salamu alayka ya Nabiyyallah. Wa ala alika wa ashabika ya Nurallah. The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our hearts and mind, the most generous and kind, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is very beautifully reported to have said, the one who recites durood, salutations, salawat, salam, once upon me, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers 10 mercies upon him. Subhanallah. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Marhaba, khushamdeed, welcome to one and all to another beautiful episode and silsila of the series The Light of Guidance. You are watching Madani Channel English, and majority of the time I am with our wonderful guest, Mulana Asim Madani Sahab. Once again, he's with us today. Mulana Sahab, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
How are you, Mulana Sahab?
Alhamdulillah, ala kulli hal, the grace of Almighty Allah.
MashaAllah, Mulana Sahab is with us, and I have mentioned this previously as well, that Mulana Sahab is currently a ustad and a teacher at Jamiatul Madina, which is in South Africa. Alhamdulillah, before we begin our discussion for today, let's make good intentions. Nabi sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has very beautifully stated, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amalihi, the intention of a believer is better than his action. And in other words, the more good intentions you make, the more reward you will attain from the exalted court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One of the many intentions which you can make is, inshallah azza wa jal, whatever we learn in today's discussion, we will inshallah try to act upon it. We will pass the message on to others as well. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Today's focal point of discussion will inshallah azza wa jal be a hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that this world is for four people. In other words, there are four types of people, or the world belongs to four types of people. And Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then explained and he elaborated on this, inshallah azza wa jal. So that will be our focal point of discussion. And if possible, we will inshallah try to go into detail. Before I come to that hadith, another beautiful hadith I would like to keep in front of our viewers and our listeners. Subhanallah, very beautifully, the summary I'm going to give in front of you, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentioned to his Sahaba Ikram that there are three things on which I take an oath, I take a qasam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And further, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam then explains those three things. Number one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that by giving sadaqah, by giving charity, by giving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the wealth, the maal, the money of a person does not decrease. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam takes a qasam on this, and he says that by giving in the path of Allah, the wealth does not decrease. Number two, Nabi Sallallahu Ta'ala Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah Subhanallah, and this is actually the words of console for all those who are being oppressed out there. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that that person upon whom oppression is done, that person who is oppressed, that person upon whom there is a zalim and he is oppressing him, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, and this person then has sabr. He has patience upon that oppression, upon that zulm. He has sabr. Then what happens? Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala increases his respect and his honor. Subhanallah, subhanallah. And number three, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions another quality. But before I come to that, I would like to come towards our guest quickly. And Munasab, these two beautiful qasams Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taken. First of all, with regards to sadaqah, not decreasing the wealth. And number two, a person who is being oppressed, and Allah Ta'ala increases his rank, his izzat, his respect, whatever you can say. What do you have to say about these words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam?
Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is definitely a true Nabi of Almighty Allah. His kalam is haq and such and true. He doesn't need to take qasam on anything. Whatever he says, people trust and accept and take it. But still Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam is taking qasam. And he says, by Allah, by Allah. You know, many people, they have this misunderstanding that if we give in the path of Almighty Allah, so it means we are losing our money. So how does it increase? You know, it looks like you are losing something. But Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is taking qasam and says that by Allah, maal does not decrease if you spend in the path of Almighty Allah. It does not decrease your wealth, rather it increases. And we have seen the examples, you know, those who spend in the path of Almighty Allah grants them more and more and more. And Almighty Allah puts barakah and blessings in their wealth. You know, from unseen sources, they see the help of Almighty Allah. You know, they go through some challenges, but somehow they see the help of Almighty Allah coming. And, you know, they come out from those challenges. They don't even feel the pain and, you know, the hardship because of the blessings of Almighty Allah. So, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Jawami'ul Kalim.
Subhanallah.
Meaning, his words are few, but the words of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you know, have a ocean of knowledge, an ocean of wisdom in it. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says few sentences. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says few words. But those few words, those few sentences are enough to guide the ummah to the entire mankind. And look at the beautiful hadith of Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which you have just mentioned. Just few words. That sadaqah does not decrease the wealth. You know, these words are enough for a believer to understand that if I give in the path of Almighty Allah, that is, there is surety and there is a guarantee from Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that my wealth is not going to decrease. So when he will have this belief that my Nabi has said that, the Nabi of Almighty Allah has said that, so he will not feel shy to give in the path of Almighty Allah, or he will not think before giving in the path of Almighty Allah, because he has a strong yaqeen and strong trust in the mercy of Almighty Allah and in the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. At the same time, the second thing which you mentioned, Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that if the person who is oppressed makes sabr, he bears patience, so Almighty Allah increases his respect and honor.
Subhanallah.
Nowadays, actually, circumstances are changed and circumstances are very different. People's behavior has changed. If anyone oppresses anyone, he is ready to take revenge. If he is not capable of taking revenge, so he might complain and he will tell many people to find a way to take revenge. He himself is not able to take revenge, but he will still find a way to take revenge from the one who oppressed him. He doesn't make sabr on that. Hadith says that the one who makes sabr on zulm, Almighty Allah increases his honor and respect. People, you know, will consider him a wise man, a gentleman. People will consider him a pious person who can take revenge. Sometimes, you know, people have the ability of take revenge. But Almighty Allah grants them so much sabr and passion that in spite of having the ability of taking revenge, they just make sabr on that. This good news, this khushkhabri, which Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has given in this hadith Pak, is for them that if you make sabr on zulm, Almighty Allah will increase your honor and respect. Not only in this dunya, but definitely his honor will be increased on the day of judgment as well.
Subhanallah, subhanallah. Beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and how beautifully Mona Asab has elaborated that when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa takes a qasam, then it is basically something which is definitely going to happen, something which will happen. You know, Allah Hazrat says, "Wo dahan jisko sab gun ki kunji kahe, uske nafiz hukumat pe lakho salam." That the words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is basically it's a line on the rock, and it is going to take place. It's definitely going to take place. So those who have this hesitation in their hearts of spending in the path of Allah, don't have this hesitation. Spend openly in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you will see the blessings in this world, in the hereafter as well. We are going to discuss some more beautiful points. As I mentioned, the hadith we will discuss with regards to the world and the four people. But before that, we'll take a short break and listen to a beautiful kalam, inshallah. And as soon as we return from the break, we will carry on our discussion. Sallu alal habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
سلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين محمد سيد الكونين وثقلين والفارقين من عرب ومن عجم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل هول من الأهوال مقتحم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به يا أكرم الخلق ما لي من ألوذ به سواك عند حلول الحديث العمم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها فإن من جودك الدنيا وضرتها ومن علومك علم اللوح والقلم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر ثم الرضا عن أبي بكر وعن عمر وعن علي وعن عثمان ذي الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة يا ربي جمعا طالبنا منك مغفرة وحسن خاتمة يا مبدئ النعم
مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم يا ربي بال مصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيب بك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها واغفر لي قارئها واغفر لي سامعها سألتك الخير يا ذا الجود والكرم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم مولاي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلام عليك يا سيدي يا حبيبي يا رسول الله صلى الله على محمد نور من نور الله مولاي صلي وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم very beautiful kalam in the Arabic language and a kalam which has been given the acceptance in the August court of Nabi صلى الله عليه وسلم very famously known as Qasida Burda Sharif Wonderful incident behind it, wonderful author, wonderful composer, subhanallah, and a wonderful reciter as well. Our Haji Abdul Habib Sahib was reciting this beautiful kalam. We make dua, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fill our hearts with the love of the beloved and most noble Rasul, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Ameen, 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 ya rabbal alameen. The hadith which we were discussing before break, in which Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to his sahaba ikram that I take a qasam on these things. And number one, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says that by giving sadaqah, the wealth doesn't decrease. Number two, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says someone is being oppressed and he has sabr, then Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala increases his respect, his honor. And the third words which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, subhanallah, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says a person, begs, I'm giving you the summary, a person begs, he wants to open the door of begging, but before he can do that, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala opens the door of poverty for him. In other words, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is telling us that without any reason from Shariat, from Islam, there is no need to beg and ask people. You know, in English we call them professional beggars. And we do see many of these people around us, with us, in our vicinity, in our area. So for them, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Allah Ta'ala opens the doors of poverty for them and destitution. We make dua, may Allah Ta'ala enable us to act upon the words of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and keep his words in front of us as beautiful role models so we may live our life in accordance to the teachings of Islam. Now coming to the hadith which I mentioned in the beginning, you know that this world is of four types of people. See, in this world you will either get a rich person or you'll get a poor person or you'll get an alim or you will get a jahil, an ignorant person. Right? In this world you will get these four categories of people. Someone has knowledge, someone doesn't have knowledge, someone has wealth, someone doesn't have wealth, someone doesn't have wealth. There is no third category. So everyone, whether someone is listening to me now or you're not listening to me now, wherever you are in the world, you will fall under one of these four categories. And if you are in these four categories, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam mentioned this hadith in which he covered all of these people, and he mentioned the different status, the ranks, the martaba, and the honors of these four categories of people in this one hadith, that this world is of four people. Subhanallah. So something very important I feel that every person should listen to attentively. And Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam basically summarized everything in a small bowl and he kept it in front of you. This is the beauty of the kalam of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam. As Munasab mentioned earlier, that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasallam is jawami'ul kalim, that his words are so concise and so wonderful that even if the word is brief, the sentence is brief, but it's an ocean of knowledge. Ala Azra says, Mene saar tehle karam par, mili yu to kisko zubaan nahi, wo sukhan hai jisme sukhan na ho, wo bayaan hai jiska bayaan nahi. Subhanallah. So coming towards the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the beauty of this hadith is Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told his sahaba ikram that you must memorize this. You must keep it in your mind. You must record it in your brain. You must keep it there. Why? Because it is something which is going to reflect upon you. You are falling under these categories. So you must take these words and implement it upon yourself and see that which category do you fall under. Number one, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there is that person whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala granted wealth and Allah ta'ala granted him ilm and knowledge. In other words, he has knowledge and he has wealth. Two great bounties Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted him. And with regards to his wealth, he has the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Through his wealth, via his wealth, with his wealth, he then joins the relations amongst his relatives. You know, he doesn't break ties. With this wealth, whatever are the hukuk and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he fulfills all those rights. Basically, he is utilizing his wealth in the perfect, in the best manner, in the most appropriate manner. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that this person, fahadha bi afdalil manazil, that this person, subhanallah, he has the greatest rank in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that there is that person who Allah Ta'ala granted him ilm, he has knowledge, but he doesn't have wealth. فَهُوَ صَادِقُ النِّيَّةِ But this person is good, his heart has good intentions. And what is that intention which he has in his heart? In his heart he says that, you know, I wish that I would also have wealth. I would also have money. Then, you know, that person who has knowledge and he has money, then like him, I would also utilize my wealth in the good things. You know, I would also spend in the path of Allah. I would also, through my wealth, I would fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I would also use my wealth to join the relations amongst my relatives. I would use my wealth for all of these beautiful things. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَهُوَ بِنِيَّتِهِ فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ Then this person's intention, he is as his intention is. In other words, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ The reward of both of these people are equal. That alim who has wealth and this person who only has ilm but no wealth, but his intention is good, then both of them are equal. So these are the first two categories of people whom Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions. Munasab, coming towards you, beautiful words of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, so much to be said about it. What do you have to say about these words?
What we have understood from this hadith paak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he mentioned four types of people, and you have mentioned the first two types, alim who is wealthy and alim who is poor. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam is saying that their reward is equal, sawab is equal. Why? Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned two things. Number one, both are alim. Ilm is the thing which made them great. Ilm is the thing which put them in a highest rank. Number two, niyat.
Subhanallah.
If a person is alim but his niyat is not good, his ilm is not going to benefit him. And if a person is not alim but his niyat is very good, he could not become alim. But when he looks at ulama-i kiram, he thinks that if only I would have become alim. Now his niyat is very good. And the other side, a person has become alim, but his intention is not pure. His intention is to be called Mufti. His intention is to be called Alim. So the second person whose niyat is good will be rewarded, and the first person whose niyat is not good will be punished.
Yeah.
This person is a bad person. So this Hadith e Pak elaborates two basic points. One is that ilm is necessary, because ilm is the thing which made them, you know, very great.
Yeah.
And the second thing, that niyat is very important. Unfortunately, these both things are lacking nowadays. There are many people who are running their businesses, shops, factories, companies, big businesses. But do they have the knowledge of running their business? Unfortunately, the fact is that you'll find people going to Maulana Sahib, Imam Sahib, asking the masail of namaz, wuzu. You know, they will go and ask Maulana Sahib, Maulana Sahib, I forgot gargling in wuzu. So is my wuzu valid or not? You will see them going to Imam Sahib. You will see them going and asking the masala that I stood up forgetfully after the second rakat. What must I do? Did my namaz break, or is it still valid, or what I was supposed to do? You will see them asking. You will see them, you know, going to Maulana Sahib and asking that I applied surma while I was fasting. So did it affect my fast or not? But you will hardly see people going and ask Maulana Sahib that I am running this business. Is my business valid or not?
Allah.
Am I earning halal or not? They don't care about this. Sometimes it looks that they think that Islam is based only upon these three things. Namaz, roza, and Hajj. But yes, these are the basic pillars of Islam, men rukan of Islam, men are you know, arkan of our deen, but it doesn't mean that they are the only arkan. It doesn't mean that this is the only deen. Yes, it's very good thing if you go and ask Maulana Sahib about these masail. You are the fortunate one, because there are still many other people who don't even ask these masail. But you will see some people, they will go to Maulana Sahib and they will, you'll find, you'll see them asking masail. But you as a Maulana, you know, it is our field. How many calls you receive where when people ask you the masala regarding their business, regarding their job? You know, either a person will be an employer or he will be employee. You know, he will run a business or he will have a job. So there are Shari rulings for the person who is hiring an employee, or there are rulings for a person who is an employee. Likewise, you know, everyone knows that sood is haram. Riba in Islam is haram. Everyone knows. Every Muslim knows it is haram. But if you ask them the definition of riba, you will hardly see anyone, you know, knowing the definition of riba. They run their business. They do partnerships in their business. But if you ask them that what are the rulings of partnership in business, they don't know. There are certain rules, you know, regarding the profit of the partnership, that how much you share your profit. People don't care. It must be shared according to the percent or how. They don't know. So there are rules and regulations about each and everything. And Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Maldar Alim. The person who is wealthy as well as he is alim. What Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said? That this wealthy person fulfills the rights of his mal, fulfills the rights of his wealth. He takes care of the rights of Almighty Allah. Meaning he knows the masail of Sharia. He knows that when the zakat will become wajib upon me, how much zakat will become wajib upon me, when the hajj is going to become farz upon me, you know, what are the rights of my neighbors in my mal, what are the rights of my family members in my mal, what are the rights of Almighty Allah in my mal, what are the rights of the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in my mal, and then he spends accordingly. This person is the greatest one. The excellence is for this person. Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said he is of the high rank. So now on the other side, if the person does not have the knowledge of deen, he doesn't know the rulings of Sharia, his aim is just to earn money, his aim is just to increase his business. And unfortunately, this is what is happening in our society today. If you go to the market, you know, market is the worst place. market is the worst place where shaitan troubles you, nafs trouble you, because money is coming, wealth is coming, and there, you know, it's very difficult to follow the rulings of Islam. So therefore people don't care. So Nabi Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the alim who is wealthy, he is the greatest one. Meaning, if a person is wealthy as well as he has the knowledge of deen, he is the greatest one. You know, Buzurgane Deen, Rahimahumullahu Salam, they used to be wealthy as well as alim. We have many examples. Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, was a great wali, great alim, as well as he was a big businessman. You know, his caravans used to travel to different countries, business caravans. So, he used to run a big business. He was a big businessman. And it is said that people used to respect him more than the king of their time. Why? Because he was a wealthy person as well as he was an alim. He knew what are the rights of my maal. And he used to spend accordingly. So this person, Hazrat Abdullah bin Mubarak, Rahmatullahi Ta'ala Alayh, was a businessman. He is a great example in front of us. And how great businessman he was, that he would know the Shari Masail as well. He would know the Shari Masail as well. In fact, his father was a great, a pious and muttaki person. His father was employed by someone, and his job was to look after the garden of a person. So once the owner of the garden came and told him that go and bring a pomegranate, sweet pomegranate for me. He went and brought, but it was sour. So he shouted him and told him, go back and bring a sweet pomegranate. He went again, but unfortunately this was also sour. And he shouted him again and said that you are working here since very long, and how come you don't know that which pomegranate is sweet and which is sour? Go and bring the sweet one. He went and came back with the sour pomegranate again. Then he asked him that how come, why you don't know which one is sweet and which one is sour? You are working here since very long, don't you know? He said, yes, I don't know. Who? Hazrat Mubarak, the father of Hazrat Abdullah radiallahu ta'ala. He said, really, I don't know which one is sweet. He asked him that, why don't you know? He said that you appointed me here to look after your garden. You did not allow me to eat and taste. So how can I know that? This is a, small thing. People might don't consider it. But on the day of judgment, we are going to be questioned. For whatever we do, whatever action we perform, we are going to be questioned. So does a businessman know all these things? How important is to learn the masail of bay and shira, selling and buying? How important are the rulings of doing business? The person who does not know the masail of tijara, masail of trading, he must not come to our market. This discusses how to do business. What are the Shari rulings regarding running a business? This is about Zuhud. Why? Because this will teach you what is the halal earning and what is the haram earning. How will you be able to earn halal, and which action of yours will lead you to earn haram? And a person who does not protect himself from haram, how can he become Zahid? How can he become Zahid? So it means ilm is necessary. Not only for the person, who goes to madrasa. For each and every businessman. For each and every businessman. Nabi Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has clearly said in this hadith Pak, alim who is wealthy is of a high rank. And then the second type which you mentioned, Afsab. The person is not a businessman, but he is alim. Is poor, gareeb. Alim hai, lekin gareeb hai. Lekin niyat achhi hai. His heart is pure. His niyat is pure. Subhanallah. His intention is pure. Wo sochta hai ki if only I also had wealth, I would have spent the way this person is spending in the path of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah.
The reward is equally given to both of them. Why? This person doesn't have wealth. He doesn't have anything to spend in the path of Almighty Allah, but he thinks that if only I also had, I would have spent in the path of Almighty Allah. I would have gone to visit Makkatul Mukarrama, perform Hajj. This wealthy person is going and performing Hajj.
Subhanallah.
So even though he has not done that, but he will be blessed with that reward. Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Alayhim Ajmain came to the Bargah of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, wealthy Sahaba Ikram have surpassed us in good deeds. Humse wo sabakat le gaye, humse aage bar gaye. Because they are wealthy, they can go and perform Hajj. They are wealthy, they can give charity in the path of Almighty Allah. But we are poor, we are gareeb, we can't do that. We don't have money, we don't have wealth. Meaning, how they are comparing themselves with other Sahaba Ikram. They didn't say, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, they are living a luxury life. We also want to, you know, have the same life. They have great, great palaces. So we also want to have a great palace, big house. No, they didn't think like this. Look at the desire of Sahaba, of Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And look at the pure intentions of the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They said they have surpassed us in good deeds. They perform salah, we also perform salah. They keep fast, we also keep fast. They perform nawafil, we also perform nawafil. You know, till here we are equal. But what's the difference? Because they are rich, because they are wealthy, so they can perform those good deeds which we cannot perform, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So what must we do?
Subhanallah.
Look at the intention of the Sahaba of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and then recall the hadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in which he says that the person whose intention is pure but he is not wealthy, he is alim, his intention is sadiq and pure, he is very sincere in his intention, so he will earn the equal reward. So they said, Ya Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, what must we do now? Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that, must I not tell you something? If you do, then Almighty Allah will grant you more reward than those who go and perform Hajj of Baytullah Sharif. More reward than those who go and perform the Hajj of Baytullah Sharif. Because their intentions were very pure. So look how Almighty Allah blessed them with the reward. How Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam blessed them. Nabi Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that you must make a habit of reciting 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, and 34 times Allahu Akbar after each and every salah. Almighty Allah will bless you with more reward than those who go and perform Hajj, who give charity in the path of Almighty Allah.
Subhanallah. Subhanallah.
How important the intention is. Hamari bhi khwahishat hoti hai na.
Allah.
Hamari bhi desires hoti hai. Hamari bhi desires hoti hai. You know, we also, when we look at a rich person, so what we think, what we desire. Hamare man mein kya aata hai? If only I was also rich. मेरे पास भी बड़ी गाड़ी होती, you know, I would have spent a luxury life. I would have, you know, traveled overseas, you know, visited this place, that place. ये ख्वाहिशात होती हैं. लेकिन ख्वाहिशात कितनी important हैं? नबी पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम said in this हदीस पाक.
सुभानअल्लाह.
नबी पाक सल्लल्लाहु अलैहि वसल्लम said that this second person who is alim but his ख्वाहिश, his desire is good, his intention is good. So what does it mean? That if a person is poor and his intention is pak, his intention is pure, he cannot go and perform Hajj of Baytullah Sharif. He cannot go and visit the Rauza of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, but he thinks that if only I also have money, I go and visit. Believe me, you, Almighty Allah is going to grant the reward of performing Hajj of Baytullah Sharif.
Subhanallah.
Because his intention is pure. So this hadith pak is basically teaching us two big things actually. One is the importance of the knowledge of deen. And the other thing is the importance of the good intention of your heart.
Subhanallah. Jazakallah Munasaf for those beautiful words. And unfortunately, we are coming towards the conclusion of our discussion. We will inshallah take a short break now and listen to some few beautiful Madani pearls. And as soon as we return, we will close our discussion for today. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Whenever we do a good deed, we should try and do it consistently. Even if you do a one-off, it's not something sinful, it's still rewardable. But Allah Ta'ala loves those actions which are done consistently with steadfastness. Meaning, you have one person who recites the Quran al-Kareem once, maybe in a month, whenever he feels that just by in his heart. He opens the Quran, he recites it for 1 hour, 2 hours, then he doesn't touch it again for a long time. And then you have someone who recites the Quran every single day, maybe for 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Allah Ta'ala loves that action, which is done consistently, even if it's a small amount. And on the one hand, you have someone who recites 2 hours straight, but never does it consistently. Then you have another person who recites for 5 or 10 minutes, but it's every day. Allahu Akbar Kabir. So this is what we need to work ourselves towards, whether it's reciting Al-Quran Al-Kareem, whether it's reciting Salawat ala Nabi, whether it's reciting Nawafil, giving charity in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Whatever we do, if we do it consistently and steadfastly, then know that this is from the beloved actions to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because a slave is making sure that he keeps time, he makes time to do that every single day, even if it's a small amount. As opposed to someone who may stay neglectful for long periods, but then he does it one-off. He's still rewarded for that one-off, but it's not a consistent action. And we are people, we are from the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We need to do those things which are consistent. We need to manage our time, because these are the beloved actions to Allah, good actions which are done consistently.
Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Salatu wa salaman alayka, ya Sayyidi, ya Habibi, ya Rasulullah. MashaAllah, marhaba. Welcome back to our silsila. You are watching Madani Channel English, and once again, you are watching The Light of Guidance. Beautiful discussion we had today. The world is of four people. The hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in which he emphasized that everyone, the Sahaba Ikram, and all of us need to memorize it and keep in our minds and our hearts. And from that hadith, the first two categories of people we discussed, that a person who has knowledge, he has wealth, and with his wealth he fears Allah Ta'ala. He takes care of the hukuk and the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He utilizes the wealth in the perfect way. Then this person is the greatest person, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says. And number two, that person who has knowledge, but there is no wealth. The intention is, yes, if I have that wealth, then I will also do these good things. I will also spend in the path of Allah. I will also utilize my wealth in the good and best things. Subhanallah, the reward Allah Ta'ala, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam mentions, and he says, فَأَجْرُهُمَا سَوَاءٌ, that both of them have the same reward in the court of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala. And very beautifully, before the break, Munasab, our guest Munasib Madin Sahab, elaborated and mentioned that this hadith actually gives us two beautiful teachings, the importance of ilm, and number two, the importance of niyat and intention. As we always mention in the beginning of our episodes, that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has mentioned, niyatul mu'mini khayrun min amali, the intention of a person is better than his action. And sometimes we ponder and think, you know, that a person does so good, so much actions, good actions, you know, he goes and he gives the sadaqah, he goes and performs the hajj while he is on feet, you know, he performs the salah the entire night. But Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is saying the niyat is better than the action. What does this mean? Then a beautiful example is this hadith, you know, that a person can't do many things. Not everyone can perform salah the entire night. Not everyone can go, can give zakat. Not everyone can go for hajj. Not everyone can go for umrah. Not everyone can give sadaqah in the path of Allah. But everyone can make intentions. Whether you are rich, whether you are poor, whether you are old, whether you are young, you can make intention. There is no limits to your intentions. You can make a million intentions. No one is stopping you. Yes, you can't do million things. Maybe you don't have the resources to do it, but you can make million intentions. And for all those good intentions, you will get the reward from the court of Allah. So what is better? Your intentions are better than your actions. It doesn't mean that a person must leave all the actions and only do intentions. No, no, those actions you need to do. But all those things which you can't do because you do not have the ability and the capability, you do not have the resources, you make the intentions for those things. Allah Ta'ala will grant you barakah, Allah Ta'ala will grant you the reward. Subhanallah, this is how beautiful our deen is. This is how beautiful Islam is. This is how great the mercy, the fadl and the karam of Allah Ta'ala is. Allah Ta'ala's mercy looks for, you know, ways to shower upon the bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah, subhanallah. We make dua, may Allah ta'ala enable all of us to first and foremost have the mindset of making wonderful intentions for everything. And another important thing is, may Allah enable us to seek ilm deen. We must have the knowledge of the deen of Allah and His beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And with that, may Allah ta'ala grant us the ability and tawfiq to spend wholeheartedly in His path, in his way. May we go for Hajj, may we go for Umrah, may we take people for Hajj and Umrah with us. May we send people for Hajj and Umrah, inshallah, Azza wa Jal. May Allah take all of us for Hajj and Umrah with our parents, our Murshid Kareem, our family members. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of us abundance of barakah. This brings us towards the conclusion of today's discussion. There are still two categories of people whom we didn't yet discuss. Inshallah, in the future, we will discuss those two categories as well in the coming episodes. Remember, instill the love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam in your heart, in your mind. This love of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is the base of your iman, the base of everything. You have this love, by Allah, you have everything. You lose this love, by Allah, you lose everything. We hope to see you, inshallah, Azza wa Jal, in our coming episodes. Be positive, think positive, stay positive, remain positive. Keep us and the entire ummah in your wonderful and lovely du'as. Till we meet again, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance. The light of guidance, the light of guidance.